This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access. Just download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com. We're joined by Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. At By Mike Jones is where you find him on Twitter. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So you tweeted yesterday, the Commanders are still waiting to learn more about Jaden Daniels' health. Might not know about his availability for that meeting with Caleb Williams and the Bears until Wednesday or Thursday, I'm told. Do you have any other skinny that we haven't been privy to here in the D.C. market? What's your lean? Do you think he'll be there on the field as Caleb Williams and the Bears come to Northwest Stadium this weekend?
Well, yesterday afternoon, Dan Quinn basically, you know, said that he's week to week, that they're hoping that he can play. I thought that was as positive as an update as they could give. Obviously, again, they're going to have to see, you know, how he feels once he's moving around. You know, can he throw? Can he move? Can he run and not feel too much pain that's going to limit him? That's why, you know, you won't know till after Wednesday's practice, maybe how it responds after, you know, a day of activity. But it seems like that this is, you know, trending in the direction of him being able to play. And who knows, if they were in a tough game on Sunday, maybe he would have gone back into that game. But I think that they realize, look, we've got this one. No chance, no reason taking a chance and putting the kid back out there right now. But, you know, his mother tweeted also he's fine. So, you know, if his mom is tweeting something like that, and then, you know, I think that hopefully everything continues to trend the right direction and he'll be out there.
Mike, how surprised or stunned are you at the 5-2 start? And not only that, just that they're punishing teams. Like, they're able to rest their starters, like, in the fourth quarter of some of these games, like the game against the Browns, obviously the game against the Panthers. Like, they're not squeaking by these teams. They're destroying some of these teams, and they did it this week with a backup quarterback.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the biggest thing about it. I mean, okay, look, I never expected they'd be 5-2. But, you know, and you hear some detractors, oh, well, they're playing, you know, crappy teams or whatever. But they're not just squeaking by these crappy teams. They're beating them handily. And so that's a testament to the preparedness, the depth, and just the quality of the team. So, yeah, it's very surprising. I think that I'm not saying that they are going to win the division, because I think that, you know, Philly's going to figure things out and play up to their potential. We don't know what's going to happen with Dallas, but I think that it's a realistic option that they could, you know, make the playoffs as a wild card team, at least if they don't wind up winning this division. So it's a long season, but you've got to be happy with what you're seeing out of them. And again, how they're winning these games, not just, you know, getting lucky with the fumble, you know, in the fourth quarter. You know, they're like running away with these games.
They're leading the league in scoring.
Right. Leading the league in scoring. Their defense, which looked really, you know, weak and scary in that first, you know, couple weeks of the season, is doing better. So, you know, this is all you could ask for.
It is. And I think, I almost sense I hear it from you, Mike, if I was being honest, because I know I'm dealing with this too. We have to kind of get rid of the last 20 years of trauma and right, realize that they're not necessarily guaranteed to swoon. Like, this is a whole new era. I mean, Jaden is better than, I have to admit, he's better than all of us could have imagined. And the coaching staff just seems remarkable, totally different. And, you know, I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. And, listen, I don't think they're Super Bowl contenders, to be honest with you. But I certainly think that they're division contenders. And I think that they're playoff contenders. And anything less than that at this point would be a disappointment.
No, you're exactly right. And, again, look, it's a long season, but we're just about here at the halfway point. And they're leading their division still. And again, they're doing a lot of good things, and they have a lot of things that they can build on. It's not doesn't look like a shaky foundation. It's like, oh, this is going to last. Now, again, they're going to have a stretch where they're going to have a number of divisional games in a row. I think it's like 3 and 5 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that will, you know, tell us a whole lot. But again, they're doing what they have to do. They're taking care of business. It's a weird feeling. You know, it's like, right, like you said, you know, you're expecting, is this real? Is this fool's gold? I mean, something bad's going to happen. But, I mean, there's been nothing but football reports out of Ashburn. There's not been drama. There's not been off the field, you know, stuff behind the scenes. You know, it's nothing negative. It's weird. I mean, it's good. We've needed this for a long time in this area, but, you know, hopefully it continues this way.
Mike, you touched on the Eagles for a second there. How uncomfortable was Joe Shane, the Giants general manager, watching Saquon Barkley come into MetLife and just romp all over his former team to the tune of 176 yards and a touchdown? And then, yeah, I think it was the day after, or maybe the night of, Bill Belichick is out there talking about, like, the Giants not willing to pay a few extra million for Saquon. Instead, they're spending on their offensive line, which, by the way, doesn't look like money well spent, because I don't know how much of that game you watched, but that, at least the first quarter, was some of the worst football I've ever seen. Just sacks everywhere, couldn't
tons
protect either quarterback. Like, it was just ugly, but especially ugly for the Giants, who fall to 2-5.
Yeah, you know, well, I mean, the thing is, like, fortunately for all of us, we were able to see the behind the scenes of what went into that decision. Mm-hmm. And, you know, John Mara was like, look, I don't want to see him, like, go down the road and then, like, torment. But then at the same time, they didn't want to pay him. So, yes, some of it's on Joe Shane. Some of it's also on Mara. And it's just this team, you know, the decision that they've made are not paying off. And, look, they needed to have a good year. Now, their roster is limited, so I don't know how realistic it would be that they'd be a playoff team, but they had to show some progress. They had to show they're turning in the right direction, and they have not shown that. And so, man, this could be an offseason with another sweeping round of changes for the Giants, because this is bad, and I don't see where it gets better. There's not anything that you're pointing to saying, well, you know what, they're getting a little bit better here or whatever. Just awful, bad football. And I like Brian Daboll, you know, really great guy and great, seems like an offensive mind. But as a head coach, it's not translating. And, you know, obviously the roster building, that's Joe Shane's department, has not looked like those investments have not started to pay off in the way that they had hoped.
Mike, there's a couple teams that are in real predicaments because of injuries. All right. Yep. We saw one last night. Tampa is in real trouble because their top two receivers, one's probably done for the year. Who knows how long Evans will be out with a hammy, called a few weeks. They play Atlanta. Now it's at home. It's in Tampa. They play Atlanta this week. Atlanta just beat them at Atlanta. So if Atlanta wins, that's a sweepy. That's a huge edge for the division there in the NFC South. So Tampa's in trouble, and San Francisco is in real trouble. They're 3-4. Their defense has been leaky. Purdy threw three picks on Sunday. Ayuk done for the year. Debo has pneumonia. He may not play this weekend. They may have to lean on a couple rookies, Ricky Pearsall and Jacob Cowling. So your thoughts on those two teams going forward with those injuries they got to deal with?
Yeah, really unfortunate for the Bucs because, you know, they looked like they had a chance to, they've won the division three straight years, looked like they were having a chance to contend to repeat again. But now, you know, they could have probably gotten by without Evans for a couple weeks because of, you know, the rest of the quality of depth at that position. But now not having Godwin as well, they probably have to get on the phone here and try to figure out which of these teams that has, you know, call up Tennessee, where DeAndre Hopkins, I know he's not what he was, but, you know, you need a body. So I'll be interested to see if some of these teams start calling around, try to get some help as they try to remain competitive. 49ers, man, they just can't get right. That Super Bowl hangover looks like it's real. They have, you know, injury problems. And it's just getting worse, and I don't know if they're going to be able to dig their way out of it. Fortunately for them, their division is still up in the air there. It's not like there's one team running away with it, but they, you know, you need to start picking up some wins here, and you're starting to fall behind.
And they're
going to
play a desperate Dallas team this week.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. And I think that the next, their next stretch that they have right here is pretty tough. They've got Dallas. I think the Packers are in there. I think Seattle's in there again. I mean, so it's not like they have a soft stretch where they can try to make up some ground.
Right.
This is a bad situation for them.
Mike, another team in trouble, the Jets. They fall to 2-5. They've scored 61 points in their last four games, despite adding Devontae Adams in that big deal. And their next three are not easy. They have to face the Patriots, and I know the Patriots are not very good either, but Drake May is showing
at least
signs of life leading that offense. They have to take on the Texans, and then a road trip to Arizona are their next three. Like, the Jets need to turn it around in the next two or three weeks, or it's over.
Yeah, I mean, I think it already is. They're a freaking dumpster fire. I don't know who Aaron Rodgers is going to blame now. But this is just, you know, it's a bad organization, and they sold their souls and, you know, make big swings on moves that, you know, aren't paying off and probably weren't the smartest moves. And, I mean, you freaking fire your coach in week five and think that that's going to change things. And now their defense isn't playing well. So it looks like, you know, their defensive coordinator is a little bit in over his head. Now he's got more on his plate. And again, didn't matter who your play caller was. This offense is not working. You got an old quarterback who doesn't look very good. And, you know, I don't know how this thing gets any better because now that Tua is going to be back, the Dolphins have a chance to start turning some things around. The Bills, you know, they're looking good, and they added Amari Cooper. So I don't see this thing getting any better for the Jets. It's just going to be, you know, another disastrous end for them.
Getting over the AFC, Mike, do you think that Baltimore and Kansas City are kind of just on this collision course to play in the playoffs, probably for an AFC championship? I know Buffalo's in there, 5-2, and then acquiring Cooper certainly helps. But do you put any other team in the mix there to compete with Baltimore and Kansas City?
Yeah, I was going to say Buffalo might be the other one. You know, and look, you can't count out Houston because they have a good defense, but I don't think that they're not there. You know, obviously Cincinnati, they can't, you know, there's something that's off there. I don't, you know, they have the ability, but I don't think that they're going to get it turned around to where they are on that level with Baltimore and Kansas City. Buffalo would be the one team that I would say maybe has a chance to be in there. That three, it's going to be one of those three that comes out of the AFC to represent them in the Super Bowl.
Joined by Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. So, Mike, if you're Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Colts, what do you do with your quarterback situation going forward? I know that they spent high draft capital on Anthony Richardson a few years
ago.
Can't
complete passes.
He's just so bad at even hitting short passes, wide open receivers. And then when Flacco goes in, he just breathes life into that offense. Yeah. Like, I understand that they're between a rock and a hard place. They want to develop the young guy and see if there's anything there that's worth holding on to and going forward with. But Flacco he's just better at this point.
No, he is. I mean, and the thing is, look, even in the draft, people were saying, you know, great athleticism, but it might take a little bit of time for Anthony Richardson. I felt like they handed him the keys way too soon. And, you know, then, you know, he got injured last year. This year, you know, he got hurt, and it was clear the first few weeks, okay, he's not ready. I was surprised that they didn't just keep rolling with Flacco and they went back to him this week. I think that was a mistake because they had some momentum going. But now they can say, hey, look, you have a lot of things you got to work on. We've got to win games. They need to sit him down, put Flacco back in there, and see how far they can go with this thing. Because obviously, look, yes, Anthony Richardson is their future, but guys are playing for jobs now. Shane Steichen needs to show progress. They have a division that is open. You know, Jacksonville is kind of a mess. Tennessee, they've got, you know, issues with their quarterback and their offense. And Houston's right there as the team that's got the least of the problems and has, you know, a bright future and a talented quarterback. So you've got to put yourself in position to win games right now, and that probably means sitting Anthony Richardson down and rolling with Flacco.
Mike, has Deshaun Watson played his last football in the NFL?
I don't know. I was in San Francisco in the press box as we were watching it happen. A lot of us were saying, like, you just wonder how much more mentally he can go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's got a lot on him. A lot of his struggles, I think, were not physical. They were mental. The stuff all off the field. And then, you know, his body is not what it was and has betrayed him once again. It'd be hard for me to see him coming back and playing now. You know, the word is he's going to try to get the procedure that Aaron Rodgers did so he can come back sooner. But I mean, look, for what? You don't have it anymore. I know that they still owed him a lot of money, but I would be surprised. I mean, maybe we see them work out some type of injury settlement, something, but because this experiment just has not worked.
And then even after his contract is up in a couple of years, would any team sign him, I don't know, even as a backup with
maybe
all the negative...
Maybe league minimum or something.
With all the negative PR it would come with it.
Yeah, you see the cap hit that they have the next 2 years?
Yeah, it's crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I don't know what's the point. Like, what are you going to, because it's not like he was even showing glimpses. He had not had a good game all year.
Right.
I don't think he had thrown for 200 yards in a single game.
He hadn't.
Did he have any games that you were like, oh, hey, that's the guy that we remember? He's a shell of himself, and it's not coming back. And so I just don't know that any team would look at it and be like, yeah, he's worth having here. I mean, maybe as a backup, you can throw him there for one game. But again, why? What's the point?
Yeah. Mike, good catching up with you, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
All right. Thank you, buddy.
That is Mike Jones, national NFL writer for The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter at By Mike Jones. Looking to upgrade your office game? Well, then swing by PVI Office Furniture, where they've got everything you need to take your workspace from the bench to the big leagues. Whether you're drafting up the next great idea or just need a power play in comfort, PVI has the perfect lineup of desks, chairs, and accessories. Mention the fan, you score 15% off your in-store purchase. Don't miss your shot. Hit the ice at PVI Office Furniture today and elevate your workspace like a true champion. PVI Office Furniture, where productivity gets a hat trick. Visit us at PVIPVI.com because business grows with PVI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.